And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
A few years ago, North Carolina Democrats and Republicans agreed on policy changes designed to assure access to health insurance for all children in the state, even those of very low income. And for a time, the state made real headway in meeting that goal. Unfortunately, that progress has stalled. The latest numbers show that 142,000 North Carolina children were uninsured last year, a 23% increase since 2016. And of course, that was before the economic devastation of the COVID-19 recession. The reasons for this backsliding are not hard for researchers to spot. First is the state's failure to expand Medicaid for adults. Sadly, when parents lack access to health care, research shows that they're also less likely to obtain it for their children. Second is the Trump administration's war on immigrants, a phenomenon that has discouraged immigrant families from coming forward to obtain any public benefits, even the ones to which their children are legally entitled. The bottom line is that we must do better. If there's a surefire way to undermine our state's long-term well-being, failure to protect the health of our children is it. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.